All right, everybody, welcome back to the Game Trail Podcast. It's been a few weeks, obviously. Been out hunting, been out with my brother for a few weekends chasing spike elk and cow elk here in southern Utah. Had a good hunt in elk every single day, had some really fun interactions. Ended up calling in a couple bulls one night, which was really cool. One of them would have been a legal spike. Funky bull, big 5-point on one side. The other side, he had a brow tine. And then he had a mean beam that kind of come out with like a big bulb at the end of it. He stood at like 30 yards for probably a minute and a half, 2 minutes, trying to decide if I should shoot him. I was really watching that ear just to see if it forked below the ear, which is technically the definition of a legal spike in the state of Utah. It can't have a fork above the ear on both sides. So I looked at him for a while, probably could have shot him, just didn't know though, couldn't be sure. He ended up walking out to about 60, 70 yards and decided I was going to try to cow call him back. So I gave him a couple light cow calls, just turned away from me, and he came in on a rope. I think he walked in to probably 13, 14 yards, something like that. And when he walked in, I could get a good look at that main beam on that funky side, and I could actually see that he did not have a point. Would have been a legal bull. But didn't work out. It didn't end up getting a shot at him. I was certainly nervous. I knew he was a legal bull, but, man, such a fine line. And, the thing that sucks about it a little bit is, you know, I think in the state of Utah, there aren't many people that are going to shoot that bull on a limited entry tag, just because he's so funky on that one side. I think even with some age, I think most people are going to end up passing him up, in lieu of, you know, a big 6-point, a nice, pretty typical bull. So it kind of sucked, but really cool experience. It was fun to call elk in on the 28th of August. He actually kind of bumped, went out. I ended up cow calling him to a little bit, and he kind of paced back and forth and just like didn't quite know what I was, and ended up letting him walk off. And I just sat back against a tree after that, turned around and looked, and there was a 5-point probably 45 yards off my right shoulder that had come in completely silent on his own. So it was really cool though. Cool to see, you know, a couple bulls coming into calls. Got me super excited for the middle of this month, which is fast approaching. You know, Porter, Lorenzo, Omar, and I are getting ready to head to Wyoming. We're going to be up there for, 10 days, I guess. So leaving into next week, you know, looking at the moon phases, it looks like it's going to be prime time for rut. You got that fall solstice and the kind of the heart of the, what I would consider the heart of the rut, landing on essentially the same day. So should have dark moon, full rut. It should be an epic adventure. I'm just hoping that those bulls are reactive and you know, being, you know, on the hunt for cows, and hopefully some sweet cow calls and maybe some bugles can lure in some bulls for us. But it's been really fun. But I guess long and short of it is I've been out of the office a little bit, and I wanted to jump on and do a podcast today. It's going to be a solo podcast. I've had several requests, which has kind of sparked me doing this podcast today. But basically a lot of people getting ready to go out on their hunts. A lot of archery elk hunters getting ready to head to the woods. And I think a lot of us have been saving our days off of work and get away from home and our daily responsibilities for kind of that middle of the month. So I think this week is kind of prime time for getting prepped. I think most people are going to be heading into the fields over the next week and a half. And hopefully we can get out there and get some bulls killed and have some good times and some adventures in the elk woods. So part of that request, people have been asking me, what do I eat? Like, what do I eat in a 10-day backpack elk hunt? And I guess at the top of this, actually, before I dive in, I'm going to hit promo. So you guys can use the promo code GAMETRAIL. It's GAMETRAIL. I would love it if you use my promo code. You signed up for a Go Hunt Insider account. If you use that promo code, I'm going to give you $50 back in the Go Hunt gear shop. You can use that towards the purchase of any gear that you want in the shop. Now's a great time to sign up. If you're not a member, start getting your research in for next year. I mentioned on the Big Hunt Guys podcast that we did for this week. Been out in the field. You got the downtime. I'm always thinking about what am I going to do next year, making some plans. I know that for me, not having a deer tag this year, kind of a real stinger. I think I've got to find a way to get a mule deer tag in my pocket for next year. I know I like to give Brady a hard time, but I do really like mule deer hunting. I think they're an incredible animal, and I've got some good bucks. I'd love to stack up maybe a few more, at least find some to chase anyway. And I did see a couple really nice bucks this weekend. So kind of lit a fire under me. So I've got to get some mule deer tags in my pocket, at least one for next year. So do your research, sign up for an insider account, use that Game Trail promo podcast and get yourself an insider account. Also in the gear shop, you can use that promo code. You can save yourself 10% on pretty much any gear that you want in the shop. So that's a little promo code that you can use if you're shopping in our shop and you're already a member. Obviously we have that points back program. If you are a member, you're going to get points back on all your purchases. $1, super simple. Also shout out to Matthews. I'm super stoked about Matthews right now. Always am. I love a bow. So I'm really excited to start tinkering and get out and get hunting in September, hunting archery elk with Matthews Bow. So those guys are a sponsor of my podcast. Good dudes over there. Great company. I love the brand. So shout out to those guys for sponsoring the podcast. So with that, let's dive in. Let's talk food. What I pack on a backpack elk hunt. You know, recently when I was in the office recording the Big Hunt Guys podcast, the guys were asking me, do you do anything different if you are day hunting? And I'm not really a good day hunter or truck camper, if you will. I'm not one of the guys that's got the camp chef set up back at the tailgate when I get back to camp at night. And, you know, done like a big wall tent and that kind of traditional hunting style camp where you do, you know, fajitas or whatever it might be back at camp, you know, bacon and eggs in the morning. It's just not been my thing. So I pretty much approach hunting, whether it's truck camping and day hunting or backpack hunting, the same. I like to pack all my food by day, and I usually put one day's worth of food in a gallon Ziploc bag. The reason I do that is because it's been kind of highlighted. So this last weekend hunting with my brother, you know, we were putting in some evening hunts. We were hiking back to the truck and camping at night. And then we were up early and out in the next morning. And kind of what it showed to me is I like sleep. I like sleeping. I'm a much better, more effective hunter if I get some sleep at night. So if I can get to bed, you know, pretty close after dark, and, you know, I can get up a little bit later, maybe half hour before light, and be in prime hunting territory. That's the way I like to approach it. I just like sleep. So maybe that makes me a little bit soft, but that's just the way it is. I am. And I like getting a good night's rest. So my approach to food, like I said, gallon Ziploc bag. I like to have it pre-prepped, ready to go, so that whether I am truck camping or I am backpack hunting, I'm just going to grab a day's worth of food. Obviously, if I'm backpacking, I'm going to have all that in my backpack, but I know which bag I'm going to get into. That's going to be my day's allotment of food for the day. If I am day hunting, I just like to be able to grab 1 gallon Ziploc bag for the day and head out. I don't want to have to think about it. I know that everything is pre-prepped. I've got it all in that bag. I'm ready to go, and I can go out and hunt. And I know that I'm not going to be, you know, hungry and dying. So that is my approach to food. Now, when it comes to food, the way I broke the rest of this down is I want to run through my options, kind of what I eat for breakfast, what I eat for a mid-morning snack, what I eat for lunch, what I eat for an afternoon snack, and then dinner. I'm going to give you some suggestions of what I pack and what I use and what I eat when I'm out hunting. Certainly there is a ton of choices out there on the market. One of my favorite things to do is actually just go to like a Whole Foods or, you know, one of these, hippie hiker backpack type stores, food stores, and just peruse and see what they've got on the shelves. Cause they typically have some really good options. A lot of times they have options that I've never tried. So every once in a while, I like to throw in some new stuff just to give it a go. But that is one of my very favorite places to, you know, pick up any kind of new items. And then obviously in our gear shop, we have a pretty good selection of different foods. So, you know, between our gear shop and then maybe like a Whole Foods is probably where I pick up most of my stuff. I do some shopping at Walmart, but just in the grocery section, they've got a few items that I like to pick up there, but that's kind of how I approach it. In saying that, talking about food, I'm not a foodie. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not like super dialed in to macros and the amount of protein and carbs and everything that I need. My approach to food is I kind of know how many calories I need for a day. I have an end weight per day of what I'm trying to hit, which I'll talk about. And then my other priority is just, I want to pack foods that I'll eat. You know, when I'm out hunting, a lot of days are really tough. You know, you don't get in interactions. You may not even see any elk or deer or whatever it might be. You may not got a chance for a call in or stalk, and mentally it can be pretty taxing. So for me, food is a little bit of a comfort. It's a little bit of mental boost. A lot of days, you know, best part of my day might be, a hot meal at night, you know, if that's a Peak Refuel or Heather's Choice or, you know, even a Mountain House. A lot of days, that's kind of what I look forward to at the end of the day if it's been a tough day. You know, I pack candy bars, so I pack a Snickers bar for pretty much every day. And, you know, every day I'm out there, I'm going to eat one. I probably only eat 20 or 30 Snicker bars an entire year, and it's all when I'm perched somewhere on a mountain, you know, when I'm hunting elk or deer. I don't eat those in my everyday life. Same with some things like Fritos. I like to pack Fritos. I like some crunch. I like some chew. I like some different textures in my food, you know, some different flavors. I basically approach food for hunting in those three categories. So I would say calories, so total amount of calories, food that I will eat, some comfort food included, and then weight. I'm cognizant of weight. So that's kind of how I approach food. I know that everybody's different. I know that there's a lot of people that are a lot more dialed in regards to their daily needs and nutritions and how they feel. And they probably eat like that way at home, which is awesome. I'm not a super clean eater at home. I'm not the worst by any means, but I'm also not the cleanest, which I'm okay with. hopefully there's more of you that are kind of in my book. Actually, I lied. Hopefully you guys are all dialed in. That'd be great if you were. I certainly could be. I know I should be. It's a battle. Food's just one of those things for me. I like a little bit of comfort food every now and then. So with that, I already talked a little bit about my approach to it. I did a little research trying to figure out like how many calories it is that I might burn in a hunt. And this is kind of what I found. Some of this is just from the Google, some of the search. So you're going to burn a lot of calories when you're backpack elk hunting or when you're elk hunting in general. You're going to be covering terrain. You're going to have a heavy pack on your back, especially if you are backpacking. You're probably going to have 50, 55 pounds on your back if you're out there for 8 to 10 days. You know, you're going to be climbing up hills and peaks, and you're going to be burning a lot of calories. So, baseline, no hunting, just existing, getting by, you're going to be between 2000 and maybe 2800 calories for most men. I'm about 195, maybe 200 pounds. My daily calorie intake just to like keep homeostasis is going to be about 2500 calories is what I figure. Now on an elk hunt, easier days. So maybe you're doing some scouting, you're doing some glass, and maybe you're going to set a water hole and you've camped relatively close to it. I did some of that last weekend where our hike in was maybe only mile and three quarters one way. And then just a lot of sitting. Those days you're not going to burn nearly as many calories, but you're still going to burn some calories. You're still out in the elements. You're going to do some packing. So for those types of days, I would say, you know, typically 3,000, 3,500 calories, for those types. And then hard days, and you have a lot of hard, I do anyway, I have a lot of hard days when I'm hunting elk, because like I said, I like to hunt with the camp on my back and I'm covering ground. I'm chasing bugles. I've talked about it before. I think one of the furthest call-ins where I actually killed a bull. I got onto a bull one time and I think I traveled about 4.5 miles by the time I caught up to the herd and was able to call the herd bull back into about 45 yards and I ended up shooting him. But that day, you know, burn a lot of calories, man. Full camp on my back, 55 pounds, you know, up, down. I remember absolutely sweating my tail off. Those kinds of days, you're going to burn a lot of calories. Maybe even as much as like 4,500 to 6,000 calories. And then you got packouts. I mean, packouts, you're going to be packing 80 plus pounds probably, and you're going to be covering ground with your backpack. That's a lot of work. It's a lot of strenuous work. You're going to sweat a lot. You're going to burn a lot of calories. Those days you might need even more, maybe even 6,000 plus calories. And then everybody's different. You're different on your body weight. You're different on, you know, your intake, how much you want to take in, to what you need to feel full, to where you feel good. So everybody's a little bit different. You know, as I look through these, so these are suggested totals that I just gave you. As I look through them, I think probably it's a little bit excessive for me. So considering, you know, a lot of my days are what I would consider hard days of hunting, where, you know, the suggestion is maybe that 4,000 to, you know, even up to 6,000, 6,500 calories. That's a lot for me. It's probably in reality, probably too much. I would feel too full. I'd feel sluggish. I just wouldn't feel like hunting that hard. And then beyond that, I'm okay with losing some weight when I'm elk hunting. The truth is I probably need to lose some. So I'm not necessarily hung up on, you know, maybe being a little bit under as far as the total suggested calories. I'm going to lay out for you where I land as far as calories, cost, weight, which I think will be helpful. I'm going to run through individual items that I pack. And then I'm going to even probably talk a little bit about where I get the items, you know, knowing full well that you guys probably have some different ideas and suggestions, but I would say, you know, fit it to you, but hopefully this will give you an idea on kind of where I'm at after having done it for a lot of years. So with that, prioritize, I would say, calorie dense, lightweight foods. So, you know, nut butters, you know, bars are good. Pro bars, I use those quite a bit. Green belly bars are great. A lot of calories. They taste pretty good. I like jerky, you know, freeze dried meals. You got the Peak Refuel meals. I like to point out because they're pretty high calorie for the weight. And then also for the amount of water that they use. Practically, I would say aim for maybe 1.5 pounds to 2 pounds a day per day for food. And then just like a general rule of thumb for me, if it goes in my backpack, it's got to have 100 calories per ounce. Now I do have a couple, well, maybe only one item, actually two, I'm going to say, and two items being that's it fruit bars. So dried fruit bars, those are 100 calories. They're just over an ounce. So it doesn't necessarily fit within that parameter. The other one, I do pack some things like mustard packets. Now mustard's got no calories. It doesn't weigh that much. Those little, you know, single use packets that you could get for like your hot dog if you stopped at a gas station. I just pack those for flavor because, like I said, I do like some flavor. You know, it can get bland out there when you're hunting. And those little things like just a good tasting sandwich in the middle of the day, you know, some hot sauce is great. Just added like a little bit of flavor really helps my mental fortitude when I'm out hunting. So there are some things, like I said, those two that I would pull out in particular. You know, they don't meet within that 100 calorie per ounce category, but they're allowances that I make. But generally speaking, I would say 100 plus ounce kind of, you know, relationship between those two. Breakfast. So let's dive into breakfast. So breakfast, I'm not a big breakfast person right out of bed. I'm not really a breakfast person at home. I don't get out of bed and eat breakfast. I usually kind of wait till mid morning, before I start to get a little bit hungry. So when I'm on an elk hunt, most cases I'm not out of bed eating breakfast before, you know, I pack up my bag to head out for the day. And that's just me. My stomach usually doesn't feel right. There is maybe, one situation where that might change. And that's if I'm up in the morning, I'm getting my stuff together and I've got some bulls bugling up the canyon or, you know, just over the ridge from me. And I have a pretty good lead on, you know, being into elk. And like I said, if I know that I'm going to be chasing elk all morning, that can be really strenuous. I don't want to be hungry. I don't want to feel sluggish in that regard. I want to have some fuel to fuel my body and when I'm hiking. So in that case, I will eat something in the morning. If I know I'm in for a chase, I want to fuel my body. I want to have some energy to actually give those elk chase. And I will eat something. But generally speaking, I'm out of bed. Nothing's really rolling. I'm not a big breakfast eater. If you are, great, good, go for it. You know, I think you should. But I think, like I said, there's that one case. If you're on elk and they're bugling, they're talking, you're in for a chase, I would suggest getting something in your belly. Twofold, actually. I would give you another reason why I think that's important. One, you're going to need some fuel for hiking. If you start to feel like you're going to bonk and you're not feeling good, you're not going to want to hike. And two, I typically don't shoot as well if I'm on a completely empty stomach. It depends a little bit, but as I think about it, if I go up to the range, you know, I usually do a little bit better. I'm a little less jittery if I'm not on a completely empty stomach. And it'll depend on how I did the last night, you know, what I ate, how full I'm feeling. I guess I should preface and say, like, just listen to your body. I think it'll give you a good indication on what you need. Yeah, just listen to your body. But yeah, that is an argument for, you know, eating a little something maybe in the morning. But generally, I don't think a big meal is great for me. And I don't know that it's great for anybody, but that's kind of where I'm at for breakfast meals. So when do I eat breakfast? So typically I'll try to get on some elk in the morning. I'll be working those elk. if it kind of falls apart, maybe they feed away from me. Maybe they go quiet. I don't know exactly where they're at. Maybe I didn't find any elk that day. I usually eat kind of a breakfast like mid-morning, maybe 10, 11 o'clock. And for me, one of my very favorite like first meals out is a Pro Bar meal replacement bar. Either that or the Mountain Ops Performance Bars, which are a protein bar. I cannot eat protein bars every day or even every single meal. That protein taste of a protein bar for me, it just is too much to eat consistently all the time. Even though I do like those Mountain Ops protein bars, the cookie dough is one of my very favorite. You're going to find out that I'm a secret fat kid probably as I keep talking, but, I can't eat a protein bar every single day. So I do kind of flip flop them. So one day I'll go a protein bar from Mountain Ops, something like that, where they've got a pretty good chunk of protein in them. I think it's about 20 grams. But for the most part, I like those, meal replacement bars. So my very favorite flavors are probably the blueberry muffin. I like the peanut butter. I like the banana nut bread. I also like the s'mores one. Those are pretty good. They're generally all between 380, maybe 400 calories per bar. And they're about 3 ounces per bar. The Mountain Ops performance bars, those are, my favorite flavors. I already mentioned the cookie dough. The caramel crunch is really good. Those are going to have less calories. They're going to be about 260 calories per bar, but they do have a good portion of protein, 20 grams in those, and those are 2.1 ounces. I like them. They fill me up. If I'm really hungry and I feel like I need something to, stick to the walls of my ribs, as people would say, that's a good choice because it does fill you up. But like I said, that's typically my first meal, first food of the day is either a Pro Bar meal replacement bar or one of these Mountain Ops performance bars. Now I do like a mid-morning snack, that might be, 11:30 or 12. I usually don't eat lunch till a little bit later in the afternoon, maybe like 2, 3. I like to be up and hunting normally by like 3 o'clock, try to get on those elk before dark. It seems like there is that time frame, maybe 3 o'clock, I think, is kind of the magic window when some of those bulls get up to start to stretch. And I like to work those north facing slopes during that time frame and just maybe give them a little cow call, see if I can get an answer. Last year on my hunt in Colorado, it seemed like that worked really, really well. I would just kind of work across those north facing bedding timber patches, give a light cow call, and I don't know how many bulls, probably six or eight, I guess I would say. I called in, right in that 3 o'clock time frame just by some cow calls, and a lot of them just came in silent. But I like to eat lunch, like I said, maybe 1, 2 in preparation for that afternoon, early evening hunt where I'm going to work across and do some calling and trying to get a call scenario going. Lunch for me. Oh, I skip mid-morning snacks. So mid-morning snacks, things I like. I like those That's It fruit bars, which is basically just dried fruit. So my very favorite one is the mango one. It's, one mango. It's basically just dried fruit. They have a bunch of different flavors. They have strawberry, blueberry. They even have some with a little bit of spice in them. I think they've got some habanero in them. The apricot one's really pretty good. My very favorite one is the mango one. And like I said, that one does kind of break that rule. I think it's 100 calories. The reason I take those is because I like the taste of them. They're chewy. It's fruit. Good for fiber. Keep you regular when you're out in the woods. So I do pack one of those. Other things I like to eat for kind of a midday, mid-morning snack, I would say, would be things like jerky. I like to make my own jerky here at home. I've got to make a big batch this week in preparation for leaving this next week. So I'll be doing some antelope jerky. I'll be doing some elk jerky. I'll be doing some mule deer jerky. And it's always good just to have something to chew on, a little bit of salt. It just tastes good. And man, when I'm out there, I'll always eat jerky. Like, it just feels right, right? You're on the mountain, you're hunting. Jerky always just tastes good. So I do pack some jerky with me for kind of a midday snack. Moving into lunch. Lunch for me is typically some sort of sandwich and maybe some chips or some crackers or some nuts, like an almond or a pistachio. So probably my very favorite lunch is going to be a bagel. I like the thin bagels. If I get the normal size bagels, I typically smash those down to try to, make some space, save some space, I should say. But I like those thin bagels. And then on top of that, what I'll do is I will get Italian dry salami. I get that from my Walmart. It comes in these little packages made by a company called Margherita, I want to say. Not too super expensive. Basically, I'll put those in a Ziploc, smaller Ziploc snack size bag. I usually pack maybe 10 to 12 slices. Along with that, I will pack two of the small packets of cheese. They come pre-packaged. I like Colby Jack. I like some sharp cheddar every now and then. I also like some pepper jack. So sometimes I will, you know, mix those up. I might have one square of pepper jack. I might have one square of Colby Jack. One of the questions I get about cheese all the time is, does that cheese go off and get moldy? I've never had it get moldy or bad. They are in those individual packets. I've never had any issues with them. I have had some really hot days in September when I've been hunting elk and I've seen them get a little bit soft. I've squeezed them out on sandwiches and still ate them. I haven't had any issues. And I know that sounds gross, but I haven't had any stomach issues whatsoever from packing cheese. So I always pack two squares of cheese every day for lunch to go along with, you know, my bagel and my salami. I'll also pack individual packets. So the individual serving size packets of some sauce like mayo. Mayo is high in calories, tastes great on a sandwich with cheese and salami. I'll also pack a mustard packet, and that makes a nice little midday lunch sandwich. Along with that, I like a little bit of crunch, something to snack on as well. So some of my very favorites are going to be things like Fritos. Fritos, obviously super high in calories, a little bit of crunch. I also like Cheez-Its, which are crackers. I like to put those together in a snack size bag, maybe with some salted almonds. You know, Blue Diamond makes these different almond flavors. They have a barbecue habanero. They've got salt and vinegar, which is awesome. That paired with some Cheez-Its tastes really good. They have the classic dry roasted, I believe, which is also a nice little choice. High in calorie, high fat, tastes good, a little bit of crunch. Again, I'm going to reiterate, this is not the most healthy day's worth of food. I know that wholeheartedly. There's not a lot of fruits and vegetables in my mix, but it is food that I have eaten year after year after year. I've always felt fueled. I've always felt full. I've been able to hunt well, and I also like a little bit of comfort food. So this is just what I pack. You know, you guys can skewer me if you want. If you want to do something different, that's awesome. But for me, you know, admittedly, I know it's not the most healthy, but this is what works for me. And then also maybe a little bit of jerky. I always have a decent sized jerky for every single day. Other options for lunch that I've packed over the years, maybe subbing out a tortilla instead of the bagel. I also at times will pack a tortilla, and I'll do cheese and maybe one of the small Starkist tuna packets. They also have a bunch of different flavors in those. I like to pair that with a mayo and a mustard packet, and it's a nice little, you know, tuna tortilla burrito for the afternoon. And again, like I said, I like to pair that with a little bit of an extra snack, pistachios, Cheez-Its, Fritos, anything that, kind of gets you going, you know, keeps you in the game. Afternoon. So like afternoon snacks, maybe early evening, you've got a little bit of downtime. I do pack along honey stinger waffle or a wafer. Those are tasty. They make them in a bunch of different flavors. I like the honey one. I like the cinnamon one. They even have a cookies and cream one, which is pretty good. I like the honey one probably the best. The other one I really like is the salted caramel one. I'll usually pack a nut butter packet. So Justin's Nut Butter is a good one that's readily available for me. I can get it at a Whole Foods. I can get it at Walmart. I like the honey almond nut butter. And again, high in calories for weight. And then, you know, the dreaded Snickers bar. I do pack a Snickers bar. So my favorite is the almond Snickers bar. And again, it's fast energy, high fat, high calorie for the amount of weight. You know, throughout the day, I may not eat all my food. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Just depends on the amount of effort that I'm putting in. Sometimes I'll save a little food, knowing full well that my pack out's going to be pretty gnarly in most cases. So I'm going to need some energy and some extra calories. So any day, you know, I don't eat all my food. I just kind of roll that into one bag and just kind of keep track of it and kind of keep it for the end of my hunt, knowing that I'm probably going to end up needing some extra calories on a full pack out day. I do also like the Pro Bar Energy chews. Those are kind of nice to have, a little bit of caffeine. And those are good. They taste great. My very favorite, I believe, is the cherry blossom, I want to say, or they have a fruit smoothie flavor, which is my favorite. You get kind of a mixed bag. And then dinner. Dinner for me, like I said, it's a lot of times it's my very favorite part of the day, to be honest, if it's been a rough day hunting. I like hot food. I like a hot meal at the end of the night, especially if it's cold. It's always nice to eat a hot meal, climb in your sleeping bag and get a good night's sleep and get after it in the morning. So for dinner, it's a freeze-dried meal, knowing full well that I'm going to end up having to pack a stove, a pot, and water to make that work, and a fuel canister. I get asked quite a bit, how much fuel do you need? So for me, I pack a 4-ounce fuel canister for maybe an 8 to 10 day hunt. And that is if I'm boiling one time a day at dinner for my freeze-dried meal. If you're a coffee drinker, if you're a guy that likes to pack things like cup of noodles or something like that for lunch, you got to plan ahead and know that if you're boiling 2 times a day or 3 times a day, you're going to need to pack extra fuel. So you're probably going to need 8 ounces at least, I would say, depending on, you know, your use. I'm not a big morning coffee drinker when I'm hunting. I am, you know, day to day, I like a cup of coffee. When I'm hunting, I just don't. I just can't be bothered in the morning to get up early and make myself a cup of coffee. So, you know, I'm not a big coffee drinker when I'm out there, and I am trying to save a little bit of weight. That's why I just use that 1 4-ounce canister for like an 8 or 10 day hunt. Dinner. So freeze dried meals. My very favorites are probably the Peak Refuels. You know, Heather's Choice makes some good meals. Heather is probably, her meals are probably the most nutritional. They're probably, you know, the most well thought out. The ingredients are probably the best. I would say they are. You're going to feel pretty good eating them. In saying that, there's maybe a couple of her meals that I like, which is the spaghetti. I also like the chili that she has. But Peak Refuel, I really like those. They require a little bit less water. They're high in calories. The Mountain Houses are less calories, but they do have some good flavors. So, you know, if you buy a Peak Refuel, you're probably looking at anywhere from maybe 800 to 1,000, maybe just over 1,000 calories per meal. If you're looking at a Mountain House, you're probably somewhere in that 500 to maybe 600-700 calorie range. So there are, on average, I would say maybe 300 to 400 less calories in a Mountain House meal versus a Peak Refuel meal. I also just generally think, for the most part, that the Peak Refuel meals taste better. So a lot of my meals that I'm using are Peak Refuel. I like the company. I like the dudes that work over there. And like I said, I also like Heather a ton. You know, she has a background in nutrition. She makes great stuff. So those are a little bit more expensive, both the Peak Refuel and the Heather's Choice than the Mountain House. They're definitely the more economical version of a freeze-dried meal. But I think it's like anything, you kind of get what you pay for, right? So my very favorite, I can kind of run through some of these as my favorite meals. So the Peak Refuel, I really like the chicken Alfredo. I like the beef stroganoff. I like the beef pasta marinara. I like the chicken coconut curry. My very favorite Peak Refuel meal is the homestyle rice and chicken. I think that one's awesome. The chicken teriyaki. Again, that's just for a little bit of flavor sometimes, right? Of those, I would say my most favorite are going to be that homestyle rice and chicken and probably the beef pasta marinara. Those are both tasty. Mountain Houses, my very favorite. I like the beef lasagna. I like the spaghetti with meat sauce. I like the pad thai with chicken. And then they have a couple new ones, newer, I should say. So I like the chicken fajita bowl. That paired with a tortilla to make a burrito is a pretty tasty meal at night. They have some new ones that I haven't tried, but I'm looking forward to trying this year, including this cheesy pepperoni pizza bowl. That sounds amazing. They also have a buffalo chicken mac and cheese. I probably have to try that one, I think. And those are all kind of on my list, but those are my Mountain Houses that I like. There is a lot of salt in the Mountain Houses. They're definitely salty. They're pretty good though. I steer clear of anything, most everything chili. So chili mac and cheese, I don't like it. It just doesn't work for my stomach. I try to steer clear of those. I'm not a big fan of the mac and cheese by Mountain House. It's just not my favorite. I know a lot of people like it. Not my jam. Heather's Choice, I really like the beef pasta or the beef marinara with spaghetti. I like their spinach curry with chicken. They have an African stew, I want to say, of some kind. That one's not my favorite. I do like the chili that she makes. So that's about the only chili that I will eat. I will say Heather's Choice, she does have some incredible breakfast. I think my very favorite is this buckwheat blueberry, kind of a granola mix. And I've eaten it for dinner. It's awesome. It's got a lot of calories in it. It's really tasty. So I would say definitely, you know, take a look at Heather's Choice's meals as well. I already mentioned Heather's Choice, Peak Refuel, more expensive, but I think you, you kind of get what you pay for. And, I think it's worth it, right? If you're going to go out hunting, you're on the mountain, I think it's okay to splurge a little bit, spend a little extra on a freeze dried meal, knowing full well that you're going to get, you know, better ingredients, better taste and more calories. So with that, I'm going to run through, I did a day's worth of food. I did it by calorie. I did it by weight. I did it by cost. So I'm going to run through a day's worth of food. So I've got a Pro Bar meal replacement bar. That's It fruit bar. I've got 3 ounces of jerky. I've got 10 slices of Italian dry salami, 2 packets of cheese, Colby Jack or, sharp cheddar. I've got a thin bagel, 1 packet of mayo, 1 packet of mustard. I've got 1 ounce of Fritos. I've got 2 ounces of almonds. I've got a Snickers bar. I've got a Pro Bar Energy fruit chews. I've got a honey stinger wafer or waffle, I guess you might say. I've got a Justin's nut butter packet, and I've got a Peak Refuel meal. And then I also have a Mountain Ops drink mix per day. So those little trail packets, either the Ignite or the Hydrate. And it depends on what kind of day I'm having. If I need a pick-me-up, I need some caffeine, I'll probably go with the Ignite. If I feel like I just need some hydration and some flavor in my water, I'll probably go with the Hydrate for that day. So those are the items that I would pack for a day. Total calories per day. So with that right there, I'm going to be 3,550 calories. That's about 1,000 calories over what my daily limit would be at just a resting state, right? That's kind of what I need daily, 2,500 calories. So 3,500 on an elk hunt, I'm probably going to lose some weight. But I know, having done this over the years, that if I eat any more than that, I'm just going to feel sluggish. I'm going to not feel good. I know that that's kind of the limit for me. I think it's okay to be a little bit hungry. I know it's okay at the end of a hunt. If I've lost a little bit of weight, I'm okay with that. I actually kind of like it. And I like being a little bit light, a little bit hungry when I'm out there. I think it's good for hunting. Total weight. So total weight of that day's worth of food is going to be 1 pound, 12 ounces. That's a little over 1.5 pounds. That is kind of that window I like to be in, somewhere between, 1.5 and 2 pounds per day. Total cost per day. I added this up. I'm going to be $33.35 of food per day, which is pretty good. Not bad. You figure maybe 10 bucks a meal, just over 10 bucks a meal, in that kind of environment, I feel is not too bad. I do a lot of my shopping on Our Gear Shop. So I buy all my rehydrated, freeze dried meals at Our Gear Shop. Pro bars, I buy at Our Gear Shop if we've got them in stock. I do a lot of shopping, like I said, at places like Whole Foods where I can pick up nut butters. I can pick up Pro bars if we don't have them. I can pick up, honey stinger waffles, wafers if we don't have them. We do sell those as well. Energy fruit chews, same deal. I can either pick that up at my local Whole Foods or I can pick it up in Our Gear Shop. Fritos, almonds, things like that, I will either order off of Amazon or I'll just head to my local grocery store and buy those. The Italian dry salami, I just buy that from Walmart. Like I said, the brand is Margherita. I can get those there. Jerky, make my own jerky. So I've got to get on that this week to make sure that I've got that put together. That's It fruit bars. I can buy those at my local, Lynn's Marketplace, which is like a grocery store, or I can buy them at Whole Foods. They have a bunch of different flavors. Pretty much that's kind of where I go. It's either, you know, our gear shop, it's either that or, you know, Whole Foods or local Walmart or Amazon. And it depends on how far out ahead I am. Every year I'm not that far out in advance. I haven't bought a lot of this from a place like Amazon or something like that. I usually have to go to my local store and pick it up. Prior to a hunt, maybe a day or so, I like to go up there in my kitchen and my kitchen table. I lay everything out day by day by day, and I make piles for how many days I'm going to be out, each in their own little pile. And then I'm going to go through and I'm going to put that in an individual gallon Ziploc bag. I'm going to squeeze the air out of it, you know, pull it tight, stick it in the fridge for the night. And then I'm going to pack my bag and head out hunting. When I'm out there hunting, I like to put all those bags just in a cooler, Yeti cooler. Keep them in there, kind of keeps them cool. Not a lot of ice, maybe just enough to kind of keep things cool there for a few days. And I just kind of keep everything there. And as I go back and forth between my rig, if I'm day hunting, you know, I'll just grab a bag of food. And that's kind of how I approach it. So that's kind of it. That's what I do for food. 3,550 calories a day, about 1 pound, 12 ounces, $33 per day. Okay. Couple final notes. I don't pack. I'm not a guy that's like big on supplements. I don't do the fish oil. I don't do, you know, magnesium and all the different things, you know, vitamin D that people do. I probably should. But if you do that kind of stuff, you should probably, you know, individually pack those per day and, you know, put them in your gear bag and make sure that you've got those per day, because you just want to keep your body, you know, keep it going. If you're used to that kind of stuff, it's probably worth doing day in, day out. A couple other notes I would conclude with. I already mentioned listen to your body. I think you just need to listen to it, get to know yourself a little bit. Eat when you need to eat. I've been on hunts before where I've had people, whether it's you know, cameramen or other guys that I'm hunting with, kind of bonk out. You know, and it's just because they're not maintaining their hydration and they're not maintaining their food intake throughout the day. You know, maybe they don't feel hungry, so they're not eating. And that's understandable because it's a lot of work, and I get how that can be, but your body needs fuel to hunt and hunt hard and hunt well. So you need to make sure that you're eating throughout the day to maintain that kind of level of exertion when you're out there. Classic example. You know, you shoot an animal, it all goes well, right? So you're there. You call in a bull, he stands there at 45 yards, you pinwheel him, he runs off. You've got about, my opinion, a half hour before you want to go actually try to find your arrow, take up the blood trail. You don't want to push the animal, so you've got a half hour. It's a great time to calm down. I think food at that point, food and water, it's a great time to eat and drink something. Calm your nerves, get some comfort, get some clarity in your head. Fuel yourself for the task of actually breaking down an animal, and then blood trailing. Blood trailing can be really stressful. It can be really hard. It takes a lot of attention. You know, you're looking at the ground for any tiny spot of blood in some cases. You know, I have a tendency to get frustrated sometimes if blood trailing is hard. It's that much worse if you're hangry. So eat some food. So you've got that half hour to wait. You might as well fuel your body, get some food in your system, help yourself calm down so that when you actually take up the blood trail and then hopefully find that animal, you're going to have some fuel to actually break down an animal. Breaking down an elk is a lot of work. You're going to be sweating just pulling off meat and quarters and skinning. It's hard. It's a lot of work. They're a big animal. You're going to need to fuel yourself along that process. You know, I've talked about it before. My very first big bull I ever killed, I was with my dad. We got onto this herd in the morning, kind of paralleled them. They were going up one ridge. We went up the other ridge. We kind of came together. I snuck through this meadow at the top of this little bench, about mid slope. You know, snuck into a little meadow. I had a nice bull feed out across on the other side, ended up shooting him. Ended up finding him maybe 35, 40 minutes later, perfect double lung shot. He died quickly and, took some photos and we got to work. It was hot, right? So we got after it. you know, we're working on the hindquarter. My dad's with me and he's doing some skinning, and I don't know what exactly happened, but he ended up running a knife blade here along the back of my knuckle. I stood up, I looked at my knuckle, and I passed out. And looking back on that, it wasn't necessarily that it was pain or blood. I haven't passed out of blood ever before. But what I think it was is by that time, it was probably 2:33 in the afternoon. I hadn't eaten anything pretty much the entire day. I was way, way under fueled. You know, and it was a major climb to get up in there and a ton of work. And we'd started working on that animal. And I was just massively unfueled. So throughout that process, you know, before you find your elk, eat something that half hour. When you find your elk and you've got that process of breaking down an animal, I think it's a great time to put a little something in your stomach. And then after you've got all the meat in bags, whether you boned it out or you've got quarters, whether you're going to hang them and you're going to start shuttling those out, I think that is another prime time to put some food in your stomach. Make sure that you're hydrated, because you're going to be working your tail off trying to get that animal out on your back. A lot of work. I've seen guys completely lose it. I've seen them cramp up. I've seen them get sick. It's a lot of work to pack those animals out. They're super heavy. And man, you just want to make sure that you're fueling along the way. Make sure that you've got food in your system when you need it, so that you're at your most effective. And then hydration. Stay hydrated. Man, you're going to need a lot of water. I keep saying man, I don't know why, but yeah, you're going to need a lot of water. So you got to make sure that you've got plenty of water. Make sure that you're staying on it all day. You know, if you're using a water bladder, it's a great opportunity to constantly be sipping on that thing throughout the day so that you got water in your system. If you're a guy that uses Nalgene bottles like I do, you know, anytime that you stop, or, you know, if you, you got a hip belt pocket, you can keep that in. Anytime you can be sipping on it, it's going to help you feel that much better throughout the day. I would say at a minimum, you're going to need at least 3 liters of water a day, and probably more. You know, drink when you've got opportunities to drink. I like to start out the day in the morning with, you know, a liter of water. Drink it. Make sure that you're hydrated, because you're going to be sweating. You're going to be chasing elk. So with that, that's kind of the podcast for the week. I know that some of you have asked for a breakdown on food. So that is what I take. That's the calories. Those are some suggestions from me after having done it for a lot of years. I would love to hear you guys' suggestions. If you got things that you use that you think I would like, or that would be beneficial to me. If you want to, you know, send me some hate mail, that'd be awesome. Because I'm doing it wrong. You know, I would love to hear what you guys, your approach to it, if you got a healthier approach, if you feel better. But that's my approach. Hopefully it was helpful. Good luck. This next week is going to be a long week waiting for me to get out in the field and go hunting. But, you know, that middle of September, it's here. We've waited for it all year. I'm super excited. I hope you guys are too. I hope you get out, and I hope you get a chance to have some incredible adventures, and I hope you get a chance to be successful. So, with that, I'm out for the week, and good luck.